And you do artist management as the Tamulevich Artist Management Agency. How much are you working on your music, and how much are you working on the careers of other folks?
You know, it's not really work. It's an avocation. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's a life. So choosing to try to make a living in folk music is kind of an oxymoron, and I've been very fortunate because that's my passion, you know, folk music and what it represents and the people. I've been very fortunate to make, as Utah Phillips says, it's a place you can make a living and not a killing. And that's what it's been. So I get very little time for my own writing. And that's the thing I try to get to, because to me, it's the most important thing of all, or it's the most personal, but it needs the space and time. So that's the major struggle I have. I work 60, 70 hours a week at the agency thing, and then Mustard Retreat, all the business of a second business, and the touring takes up a bunch of time, and then you've got your house and bills and
kids and grandkids.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, somewhere in there you have to try to carve out moments to write, which I try to do.
And do you also get to fix the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
I thought maybe that wasn't on the job description for you.
Yeah, no, pretty much everything is. Everything. Chief cook and bottle washer. And I do windows too, so it's fun. You know, but it's been a great life. A life in the arts. It's not like it's not a constant struggle of make ends meet and do the best job you can, you know, in the face of, you know, where the country has gone and the music industry and pop culture, you know, trying to represent people who make a difference in people's lives that are not part of the music industry, but they're part of the folk community. But it has been a joy. It has been a joy to do it and a joy to represent the people that I have represented. And there is a vast organization that's unorganized across the country, the folk music, from open mics to house concerts to big festivals. A lot of it is below the media radar, which is just fine.
It may be the only way that a person can be anonymous these days.
Right. That's right. And, you know, in passing, if I can write a couple of meaningful songs a year, then that seems to be what I can do at this place and time. I'm happy about it. I'm happy to still be doing this after 42 years. You know, we work 50, 60 shows a year, and it's a lot. We really couldn't do more than that. We go where we want and play for who we want to play for, and it's a joy. I'm really, there's a life. It's so thrilling to have had that.